4. Herbie Fisher arrived just as his lunch did.
"Good afternoon, gentlemen," he said as he sat down.
"We ordered for you," Eggers said.
Stone reflected that Herbie dressed better these days than many of the partners at Woodman and Weld, and that he had grown up a lot in other ways, helped along by his recent newfound lottery wealth.
"What are you working on?" Eggers asked him.
"Whatever the partners throw my way," Herbie replied. "And she's thrown me a very mixed bag."
"Tell her that you're going to be dealing with the problem of one of my clients for a few days," Eggers said.
"Yes, sir."
"We've chosen you for this assignment," Eggers said, "because, among the partners and associates, you are uniquely qualified to handle it." Herbie shoved a bite of Dover sole into his mouth.
"I think that means the client's problem has, shall we say, unsavory aspects?"
"You are correct," Eggers says. "Not that we feel there's anything unsavory about you, Herbie, just that you have experience with the kind of people who are a big part of the problem."
"I understand, I think." "Stone, explain things to Herbie."
Stone explained things to Herbie.
"Now, how would you handle the situation?"
"First," Herbie said, "I'd visit the young man and impress upon him that either his life is about to change drastically for the better, or it will change drastically for the worse."
"Good. What if he doesn't buy what you're selling?"
"Is the boy's father willing for his son to take a beating by professionals?"
"Yes," Eggers said. "By professionals, I take it you mean people who can make an impression on the young man without killing or permanently disabling him."
"That is correct," Herbie replied.
"What is the boy's involvement with drugs?"
"We neglected to inquire about that," Stone said.
"Well, this kind of behavior is nearly always associated with either booze or drugs or both. Probably cocaine in this case. So he may owe a deal or two."
"Is more money available for that?"
Eggers addressed this.
"I believe I can convince our client to come up with whatever is necessary if he feels that he has a chance to rescue his son."
"All right," Herbie said. "I'll take it on. But I'm going to need some things from you, gentlemen."
"Name them," Eggers said.
"Bill, I'm going to need the name and address of a facility that can protect the boy both from harm and from himself."
"I can find out," Eggers agreed.
"And a voluntary commitment form for the kid to sign. I can notarize it."
"In 1 hour," Eggers said.
"I'm going to need 2 large men from the facility to be parked outside the boy's residence while I'm talking to him, which means he has to be pre-registered."
"I can do that, too."
"Stone, I'm going to need those 2 guys, the brothers, who work for Bob Cantor."
"Willie and Jimmy Leahy." The brothers were large ex-cops.
"Right. I'll want to take them with me up to Yale and to talk to the bookie."
Stone handed Herbie the list that Brennan had written down.
"Carlo Contini," Herbie said. "I know him. He was my bookie."
He looked at Eggers.
"Some years ago."
"Good," Stone said. "It's nice that you two are acquainted."
"What's this Carlo like?" Eggers asked.
"Easygoing when a client is paid up. Mean when he's in arrears."
"I was afraid of that. How much am I authorized to pay, Carlo?"
"There's a briefcase next to your right foot containing 200 grand, Stone said. "Try and get by on that."
"How much does the kid owe?"
"His father says 200 grand.
"Including Vigorish?"
"Apparently."
Herbie reached down and picked up the briefcase.
"In hundreds? That's what it feels like."
"Does it matter?"
"Hundreds count faster. Takes half as long as 50s.
"Herbie, for all I know, it's in pennies."
"Nah. Pennies would fill a couple of trunks."
"Deal with it."
"I'll do that,"
Herbie said, looking at his Cartier tank wristwatch.
"If you can get the Leahys for me first thing tomorrow morning, I can make New Haven by noon.
He looked at the paper again.
Dink? What's the kid's real name?
Denton, Eggers said. Exactly what are you going to say to the boy, Herbie? I mean, you've got to convince him to take the deal.
Bill, I don't think you need to know that, or want to, Herbie replied.
You're probably right, Eggers said, looking at his watch. I'd better get upstairs and get you the name of a clinic and the commitment form. He signed the check and left.
So, Stone, Herbie said, polishing off the Dover sole, how did my name come up?
Your qualifications were obvious, Stone replied.
Am I the firm's new Stone Barrington?
Herbie, think of this as an opportunity to impress Eggers and a very, very important client. If you can pull this off smoothly, nice things will happen.
And if it doesn't go smoothly?
Failure is never attractive, Herbie. Stone clapped him on the back and left. Herbie waved at a waiter.
May I see the dessert menu, please?